tell us what your problems are. We are going to hold everybody accountable.
Governor Rick Scott returned to Pensacola Thursday morning to speak to business owners and tour a flood-damaged neighborhood, as well as introduce FEMA representatives to city and county officials. The governor, along with Mayor Ashton Hayward, Senator Don Gates, and other officials, walked down Piedmont Road, one of the hardest hit areas of the city.
But we had to go ahead and liquidate a retirement fund so we can go ahead and start paying people. Because you can't just say, I'm going to get some money from FEMA and be able to pay you. That's not going to get the sheetrockers here.
Christy Ball's home suffered major damage in the flood. She attracted a crowd as she talked about what she and other Pensacola residents are up against. Ball said she's been spending thousands of dollars out of pocket just to begin repairs on her home.
It's $11,000 cash, and you have to have that immediately. These are just to get the things out of your house that could cause mold. So we're not even talking about re-sheetrocking or new floors coming in.
What's going to happen? A housing inspector will call you and set up an appointment to come to your home.
Right.
And that will happen over the next few days.
Gracia Check is a representative with FEMA who toured the area with Governor Scott. She made sure the people she spoke to knew how to get the process of recovery started. For his part, the governor expressed confidence in FEMA and in local agencies to not only rebuild, but to work to prevent future damage.
My experience with FEMA, I dealt with them after Debbie and after Isaac, I know they'll work their tail off, but we got to make sure we hold everybody accountable. We have a great emergency management team at the state and at the local level. They look at this. Environmental protection looks at things like this, water management districts, but the city does, and we'll always be looking at this. What can we do better? What can we help? We can prevent a problem in the future, because you don't want any family to go through this.
You look at a 500-year storm and over 6 inches in 1 hour and over 22 inches in less than 24 hours. It's hard to plan for that.
Pensacola Mayor Ashton Hayward led the governor through the neighborhood, introducing workers and residents and making sure the full impact of the storm hit home.
And the most important thing is to be proactive, look into and figure out how it happened, if can we prevent it in the future. And that's what we're going to be doing from an engineering standpoint, public works standpoint, but obviously working with the Fed, local, and state officials to help these homeowners. That's the most important thing.
We've rebuilt Northwest Florida once before, Governor, and we'll rebuild Northwest Florida again.
After the tour, Florida Senate President Don Gates and other city and county officials joined the governor at Hop Jack's restaurant in downtown Pensacola to meet with business owners affected by the flood.
We really appreciate the fact that you brought the resources here, and that you and state agencies are not going to leave us, but that all of Florida is going to help us get back up on our feet.
And that process is already underway. FEMA's Gracia Check says many people have already taken action.
In Escambia alone, over 2,500 people have registered. The biggest thing we want to get out right now, and I know the mayor is doing a good job at making sure people get that word, is to register. And you can do that by going to 1-800-621-FEMA, or you can go online at www.disasterassistance.gov.
Check also said that FEMA workers will be going through neighborhoods, making sure people know what help is available. Disaster recovery centers should be open and operational around the area by Sunday. Mayor Hayward says that FEMA's presence in town is an important step.
And they're going to be setting up at the Brownsville Community Center. That's going to probably be the central command location. We haven't made that definite yet. There's also going to be teams on the ground going door to door to see these people. So coordinating that is the number one priority from a public safety standpoint, and making sure FEMA gets in front of these folks that had flooding in their homes.
And on top of everything else, Mother Nature may be coming back into the picture soon. After a week of mostly dry weather, there are flash flood watches in effect for the weekend as more rain is expected to fall. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.